Welcome back. As mentioned in part 2 of this video series, the left and the right brain's relationship is sort of like a person riding an elephant. The rider is the rational left brain. The powerful but potentially unreliable elephant is the emotional, intuitive right brain. And more often than not, it's the emotional brain that determines which decisions we're going to make. When trying to help clients do what they know is good for them, it's important to do 3 things. Help support the rational brain, help guide the emotional brain, and help shape the path. According to the Heath brothers, we can help support the rider's rational brain in 3 ways. First, follow the bright spots. The rational brain is easily rallied by the stories and processes of previous successes. Therefore, in the case of nutrition coaching, highlighting previous clients' success isn't just about marketing. It's also about helping future clients succeed. Next, script the critical moves. Without clear, explicit, step-by-step instructions, the rider spins off into a world of what-if analyses. In your practice, get the rider's tendency toward overanalysis out of the way by providing crystal clear, easily measured habits to follow. Finally, point to the destination. The rider needs to know where he or she is steering toward. So point to the ultimate destination, wherever it might be, and often, and let the rider know what it's like there. Next, we can guide the right brain elephant in 3 ways. First, find the feeling. We need to help clients find joy in doing the right things while working through the fears that may make them rear up and avoid desired behaviors. This often begins with identifying clients' key motivators, positive or negative, and speaking to them. It can also involve speaking to self too by helping the client tap in to what makes them feel flow. Next, shrink the change. The elephant is easily spooked by big obstacles, and the critical self one will quickly kick in to explain all the reasons why this new project can't work. However, very small, practical, daily actions and habits are easily absorbed. Most often, the smaller the better. Just be sure the habits are directed at the client's biggest limiting factor. Finally, grow the client. In most change situations, the client feels small in the face of the change they're being asked to take on. This feeling small inspires the fear response, which shuts down change. Your goal is to help make the change feel small, or shrink the change, while making the client feel large and confident in their own ability. Lastly, we can shape the path in 3 ways. First, improve the environment. Our environment determines success or failure, so we must help our clients improve their environments in order to succeed. Getting snack foods off the table and replacing them with fresh-cut veggies is one example. Next, build habits. When a client's behavior becomes automatic, it doesn't tax their willpower, and healthy action triggers really support this. For example, if a client starts drinking 500 ml of water, which is an action, after brushing their teeth, which is a trigger, their behavior can become automatic. Finally, rally the herd. No one succeeds alone, so it's important to create support circles. Introduce clients to each other, schedule fitness and nutrition-oriented social meetings, and help clients build a health-promoting network. Elephants are social animals after all. Let's wrap things up there. But stay tuned for part 4 of this video series, where we'll cover how to create lasting change through the development of new habits.